The Wrangell Chamber of Commerce will move ahead with plans to host the annual King Salmon Derby despite its current financial woes. The chamber announced the dates of this year's derby earlier this week. Chamber Financial Director Tiss Peterman says some of the funding for this year's event was built from last year's success. She says each derby depends on the ticket sales from the prior year.
Tickets for the derby pays for all the prizes.
Okay.
Because last year we sold 24,000 in tickets and over 21,000 went back out to the fishermen. So any money that rolls over, a little bit of money will roll over. You know, there's other expenses associated with that.
Peterman says the derby also gets funding from the derby booklet's ad sales. She says the revenue from the sales has been a big moneymaker for the event in recent years. The chamber is looking for one more piece of the puzzle before it can get the ball rolling. Chamber President Janelle Privett says the organization still has to form a derby committee. She says it's one person shy of completing that task.
We actually need one more person, and that person is trying to get a hold of me to find out. So I think we have a pretty good derby committee. The problem is having them stay on long enough to understand the derby and then, you know, be ready when it goes.
Privett says once the derby committee is formed, it will meet next month to begin preparations for the event. The 2010 King Salmon Derby will be held from May 8th through June 6th. The derby will go on, but other Wrangell events like the 4th of July celebration, Harvest Fest, and Festival of Lights remain in doubt. The chamber made the announcement earlier this year that it might cease operations due to the lack of funding. The century-old organization has looked to other resources, such as the borough, for support, but have so far been unsuccessful. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.